We want Florida standards, not national standards.
That's Governor Rick Scott talking last month about changes made to the Common Core educational standards that Florida adopted in 2010. They were once almost universally accepted and praised, but now Common Core educational standards have come under increased attack. The latest comes from the New York State United Teachers, withdrawing its support for Common Core not because of the standards themselves, but because of what they call the State Department of Education's failed implementation of the plan. Other states, mostly led by Republican governors, call Common Core a federal intrusion and blame the Obama administration for trying to take control of state education standards. But Common Core began in the states. Dr. Susan James is an assistant professor of literacy in the School of Education at the University of West Florida.
The governors of the states got together and they noticed that there were very big differences amongst what their students were doing by state. So they're trying to find a common ground so that students would have the access to the same education. And so basically what Common Core does, it delineates what students need to know and the skills that they need to acquire in order to be college or career ready. A lot of people think that President Obama was the one that started it, but actually it started before he was even in office. You know, we've become such a transient nation, and you know, what students know here is going to be different than what they know in other areas of the country. You know, you go into Mississippi and some of those areas, and you compare that child with a child here, and they don't have the same knowledge base. They don't have the same skills. And so, you know, governors are looking to even the playing field. And, you know, by having Common Core standards, that helps.
Florida, under Governors Bush, Crist, and even under Governor Scott, was instrumental in developing Common Core, and in 2010 was one of the 45 states that voluntarily adopted the standards. That changed last month when, under pressure from conservative groups, the Florida Department of Education made changes to the standards and renamed them Florida Standards. Dr. Dana Boddy, an instructor and math program coordinator at UWF, talks about the changes that Florida made to Common Core.
The interesting thing about that is there's 11,000 Common Core standards, and they made 98 changes. So it's really not significant when you look at each grade level.
And a large number of those changes involved adding calculus to the standards.
Yes, they added calculus standards, several. So, you know, when you start looking at third grade, you're really not looking at a different set of standards than the Common Core that the big debate was about.
Florida also mandated teaching cursive writing in their set of standards.
They did. Apparently, people were upset that our children would no longer learn how to write in cursive, so that's one of the things that they added to the standards. And it just goes back to when we added calculators, people were upset that the students were able to use calculators. When you add computers, they should still be handwriting their letters. Things change. Times change. What our children have access to changes, as should our standards.
If the change goes through, one of the biggest challenges teachers will face is testing. Again, Dr. Dana Boddy.
We in Florida were going to use the PARC test, and I think that was actually the standardized test that was going to be adopted by most states. And now we're not going to use PARC. It was supposed to be implemented next school year, 2014-2015.
A quick interruption here. PARCC, or PARC, is the Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers. It's a consortium of 18 states plus D.C. and the U.S. Virgin Islands working together to develop a common set of K-12 tests in English and math. Those were the tests that Florida was going to use for Common Core.
It's still up in the air, which is interesting because you've got teachers that are preparing their children to take some test that they don't know what that test will be. And you should always connect your standards to the assessment you will be giving, but we don't know what that assessment's going to be at this point.
Choosing a test for Common Core or Florida standards is also a concern for Dr. Susan James.
I think the trouble with determining an assessment for Common Core is what I like about Common Core, teachers have a lot more flexibility in what they teach. We're looking at critical thinking skills. It is not dictating exactly what novel you're going to teach in your class. So creativity can come back into teaching, but at the same time, how do you measure that? How are you going to test that fairly? So that makes it a very difficult process.
So how has this affected the day-to-day classroom experience of students and teachers?
Anytime you transition from one set of standards to another, you have lots of issues. For example, it hasn't been that long ago since Florida went from Sunshine State standards to Next Generation Sunshine State standards. And one of the problems in that shift that we identified in testing was third graders learned how to do estimation on the old standards. Second graders learned how to do it on the new standards. So the year of transition, even though teachers were supposed to make that shift, it's very difficult to implement two sets of standards. So there's always issues when you change standards, and we're going to see that with Common Core as well. And one of the big things right now is now that we've made new textbooks around Common Core and preparing us for PARC, which is an assessment we're not going to take, next year is the 100% implementation year. So teachers are looking at it, and even us training pre-service teachers, we don't know what's going to happen.
The Florida Board of Education is supposed to vote on the changes to Common Core, including the name change to Florida Standards, later this month. A decision on which tests to use to assess students is expected by March. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.